everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are jumping into our next Power Rangers series, Power Rangers Jungle Fury. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into it. And we're going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Jungle Part 1 was the first episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on February 18th, 2008, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Mark Beasley. I actually really like this theme song. It's more upbeat and stuff compared to last season's. Oh, that looks like the same place that we saw a lot during Ninja Storm. Dude, that's a lot of sleeping. Sleeping, sitting. Hey, Theo, did my butt get up with me? I can't tell. I'm numb.
You are the 6 finalists. I'm looking for 3.
I wonder if they got real actors to do the other 3, or if this is just stunties. Because Lily, Theo, and one of the others are the only ones that are regulars in this show. Did you see the slow motion thing? Oh, here we go. That's cool. He's got a little bit of Bruce Lee going for him, I guess. Oh, look at that. Okay, you know that guy that lost could not have possibly won. He's got facial hair. Oh, I think he was going to go in for the kill.
Where's my towel, cub? Go get me a towel. Move it. That's a direct order from a senior student.
Wow, he's a bit of a jerk, isn't he?
Look, I don't want any problems.
Too bad. Oh, is little cub gonna do something?
Oh, that was interesting. The others had CGI animals come out of them, and he just had an actual lion's face on his face. Or tiger.
Why are we here? Where's Jared? Why is that recruit here?
Why do you always have to know what's going on? You have control issues.
Haha.
Follow me.
So cool. Where are we?
Called the Forbidden Room.
Forbidden? That doesn't sound good.
Well, then you should probably not be in there.
Jared has been dismissed.
Really?
You know why. Casey, you have the heart to stand up for others. You also have the potential to be a Tiger Master. I have decided to choose you in Jared's place.
Really? He hasn't even done anything yet.
Years ago, there was a great evil named Dai Shi.
Oh, I thought you said 10,000. Isn't that Rita? Okay.
To be erased. Brave warriors channeled their animal spirits, and after a great battle, they were able to capture the Dai Shi. Inside this box, the Pai Shua, the Order of the Claw, was formed to train students in Kung Fu and to serve as protectors if the Dai Shi were ever to escape. You three have been selected to take on that task.
Wow, that's kind of heavy.
So all's good. And look, I've just been here a week, and there must be someone better.
I spent 10 years in training. You just can't kick me out for no reason.
Agreed. But I have to.
Well, part of it is your acting is not that great. Ouch! I think there's a move on the Batman the Animated Series where that would kill him. So he's pretty lucky. Uh-oh. It's gonna open up, isn't it? Yep. Oh, look, it's empty, though. That's good. Oh, this seems eerie.
My old friend. I have thought about no one else for centuries. And before I destroy you, you will be a witness to my destruction of those dear to you.
Is he talking about?
That'd be us.
It sounds kind of like Gosei. Or maybe, Oh. Oh, no, not Gosei. What was his name? Purple Wizard in Mystic Force. Why can't I think of his name?
There are important things to do. The evil that is Dai Shi will return to where he was captured. You must destroy him. Go to this address in Ocean Bluff. There you'll meet your new master.
We don't want a new master.
Remember the first rule I told you. Don't be attached to the master, but to the lesson. Now go.
Wait, I'm not your guy. I can't destroy evil. I haven't even mastered handing out towels.
Ha! She's actually crying.
You three are the world's only chance.
Master Mao.
And I think he just died. But they get to go to Ocean Bluff, California. That sounds like it's going to be a kind of cool place.
Who's there?
Looks like he's wearing some of Trent's clothes. Oh, that can't be good. Interesting, and not a Ninja Turtle in sight. Oh, this is just art. Just because he's an old Asian man?
I'm Theo, this is Lily, and this is someone who is in way over his head.
We're from the Pai Shua school and ready to take on evil and defeat it. You have our total obedience. We're eager to learn everything you have to teach us, Master.
Yes, treat us to your words of wisdom.
Check!
Okay, wrong guy.
Ha! Shows you can't judge a book by its cover.
Probably not her, either.
Actually, it'd be funny if she was. Actually, I think she played the water shooting alien from SBD.
Jungle Karma Pizza? The name's RJ.
No, not customers.
We're looking for our master.
Aren't we all?
I say we go.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
Oh, great.
How do you have money to pay for it? Oh, was that a Super Rinchi then? These are the actual bad guys from the Sentai, too. No original foot soldiers here. Hey, she's from Mystic Force 2! Wasn't she Lily or something? No, Lily's... Never mind.
Stay and talk to me as the Mantis leads the Rinchi on a little raid.
Rinchi, let's go.
Well, how's the beat?
Yeah. It was amazing. But that's not why we came here.
Right. You're looking for your master. If you're supposed to meet him here, then I suggest you wait. You can work here until he shows up.
Work here? No. We don't work for anyone. Right, guys?
Okay.
Look, Theo, we're in the real world now. There are things to get, things to have. We need money to do that. Now,
I wonder if he knows that... Okay. He's just messing with them, I think.
We'll be a manager or something reasonable. But only until our master arrives. Not a day more.
Something reasonable? Right. Good idea.
Well, maybe I should just stay here until I get my bearings.
Hey, if you're gonna be part of this team, now's the time.
Yes! Gather their fear, Rinchi! It makes us stronger! It makes me stronger!
What are those things?
My guess? Friends of Daishi.
Let's do it.
Interesting, a stunt fight. Actually, they're not doing too bad of, wow. Not bad. I mean, that was obviously a stunt actor, but okay. Wow, Theo really aged while he was fighting. Ew. This is not going well for our heroes. Here you go.
I think it's time for your first lesson. Can't judge a book by its cover. Oh.
Okay, that was cool. Was that like a sonic boom or something?
You're him. You're a master. Oh, call me RJ. Now.
Right. So he can be the master with the 5 o'clock shadow, I guess.
Is Theo, Lily, and Casey.
Hey, Franny.
Fran is our best customer. She's here every day.
Oh, but it's not like I have nothing else.
I don't know. That does make it sound kind of sad, doesn't it?
Pizza. All the toppings and the smell and the taste. I like spaghetti as well. You know, the sauce and the meatballs and the...
breathe, Fran. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, so big fan of Italian food. Gotcha. A jukebox! Basketball! How are you supposed to do this without anyone noticing? Wonder if the chair will be important at all. Oh, he must have known they were coming.
Look at all those TVs. I haven't watched TV in years.
TVs? No, these are much, much more. It's a state-of-the-art, city-wide monitoring system. Plus 1,253 cable channels. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, but it's still SD, so whatever. Sunglasses. Woo.
They're solar morphers. Do you ever hear of the Power Rangers?
Yeah, who hasn't?
Well, guess what? You be them.
No way. Ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be a... That's what it takes.
The Power Rangers... the Order of the Claw. But I figured we needed everything we could get to fight the Daishi. So I knew this guy who knew this other guy who had an uncle who had a connection. Anyway, he tapped into the morphing grid and voila, you're morphers. Once you activate them, all the knowledge that comes with them will be instantaneously entered into your cellular makeup. Pretty gnarly, huh? Now, go out there and beat down evil.
Now this is our first Power Ranger exclusive morpher. That's not how they morphed in the Sentai. I'll show you what they used in just a moment here.
I don't know about you two, but I think it's time to show them what we got.
Did they just make a noise for pulling the sunglasses up from their little pouch? Oh, that is definitely not him. Wow. Well, they do a very good job of hiding her face. All right, those things that they have on their hands and wrists, that's the morpher in Japanese. That's what they use. They wear them all the time. Uh-oh. That's not good.
So this is really cool. It's after an anniversary season. So like last time we had a big deal anniversary season where we got a ninja themed team with some interesting uniforms. The first time using the pseudo chainmail on the arms. This time we have a martial arts season after an anniversary season. No belts. Not wearing boots. They're not wearing full gloves or the full half the arm gloves either, but then they don't always do that. Dino Thunder, for example, just had little gloves. Oh, that does not sound good. Fran's in trouble, dude. You better morph. All right, so that wasn't bad as our first part of our two-part intro. This was actually originally shown along with part two back in the day. We're not doing it that way, obviously. So, but we'll get into that more later. This season should also be pretty interesting because we had a big writer's strike in the U.S. at this point. So partway through the series, they're trying to do this show without the regular writers coming in and having some other people having to come through and do like scab work. It should be interesting to see how that works out. But anyway, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching part two of Welcome to the Jungle. But until then, take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Genka, Genka, Kageki.